英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天周一的读英语美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon。
每天呢都有新的朋友啊加入到我们的节目当中来哈，所以在这儿呢一并欢迎所有的新同学们，大家可以登录到我们的在线直播间和所有的新老朋友，全国各地的朋友们一起来收听直播节目，今天给大家带来一个好听的故事。
Yeah, today we're gonna read a very, actually funny story, I think. It happens in a funny note, I think. It's about a guy who is like very, very positive and very optimistic about life. And then suddenly, one day, something terrible happens to him.
My.这个人生啊有很多的故事啊，在我们的节目当中呢，不同的故事，不同的人，我们来听一听，看从中呢能够学习到什么。今儿个要用非常积极的能量，用一种 positive attitude 积极的态度呢给大家这个包围一下哈，感受一下。有这样的一个人，他的名字叫做 Jerry。 他是一个什么人呢？他做人处事啊非常非常的积极。
Yeah, he's always in a good mood and he has always something positive to say. Maybe you know someone like that. Like, I know a few people who are like that. Like, nothing seems to bother them or nothing seems to like beat them up. No, even if they have like a very like stressed job or if they have like just a bad circumstances, they keep their smile.
哎，我们来想想啊，自己的生活中呢有没有遇到过这样的一些朋友，就说无论这生活中的大小事呢，哎，对他来讲好像也就是眨眼的功夫啊就过去了啊。
Yeah, those people are the best to hang out with, I can tell you that.
朱莉老师毫不犹豫地说，这样的人我想跟他们做朋友。
Yeah, because you like instantly can get happy when you just hang out with such a person, because they have like a very strong sense of putting things into perspective. You know, when you're down, you cannot really see like the other side of things. You cannot really see like what you do have instead of what you not have. And those people, they always know how to remind you to the other side of life.
我们平时的生活中呢，可能大家觉得生活是什么，就是有时候好有时候坏吧啊。但是在有的人看来啊，这生活就是再好不过了。哎，为什么什么事情他都觉得是再好不过了呢？就没有差事儿吗？就没有不如意的事儿吗？
Yeah, it doesn't mean of course that like guys like this Jerry don't have problems. Everyone has problems. In everyone's life, something bad happens, something good happens, something in the middle happens. And you just have to deal with it, right? So do they.
生活中的问题肯定是处处都有的。Yeah. 但关键就在于你怎么去处理这些问题，怎么去看待这些问题了。
Yeah, but this guy and many people like him who are like that, they have this secret. They feel in control of their attitude.
哦，那么这个 Jerry 对待生活的秘密武器又是什么呢？就是因为他可以 in control of his attitude， 他能够控制啊对于生活的态度。哎，今天这个故事标题很有意思，叫做 Allergic to what？看上去跟故事没什么太大关系。Allergic 的意思是对什么过敏。
Yeah, it can happen if you are, for example, allergic to strawberries. I hope not. Then you eat a strawberry and you get all kinds of pimples. That is allergic. Well, this story's title is actually a question. Allergic to what? So while we're reading this, you can think about, to what is this Jerry person actually allergic?
到底这个 Jerry 他会对什么东西过敏呢？到底这又是一个什么样的故事呢？好了，我们一起来学起来。有请出为我们朗读美文的 Nick 老师。
Allergic to what? Jerry was the kind of guy you love to hate. He was always...in a good mood and always had something positive to say. When someone would ask him how he was doing, he would reply, "If I were any better, I would be twins." He was a unique manager because he had several waiters who had followed him around from restaurant to restaurant. The reason the waiters followed Jerry was because of his attitude. He was a natural motivator. If an employee was having a bad day, Jerry was there telling the employee how to look on the positive side of the situation. Seeing this style really made me curious. So one day I went up to Jerry and asked him, I don't get it. You can't be a positive person all of the time. How do you do it? Jerry replied, well, each morning I wake up and say to myself, Jerry, you have two choices today. You can choose to be in a good mood, or you can choose to be in a bad mood. I choose to be in a good mood. Each time something bad happens, I can choose to be a victim or choose to learn from it. I choose to learn from it. Every time someone comes to me complaining, I can choose to accept their complaining, or I can point out the positive side of life. I choose the positive side of life.
你看我们听到了一些关键的词语都是 choose, choose, choose.
Yeah, it's like, he emphasizes the word choose because he wants to really make clear that you are in control yourself and not something else.
关于选择选择选择选择什么呢
Well, let's listen. Jerry was the kind of guy you love to hate.
好，我特别喜欢第一句话。Jerry 是一个什么样的人呢？The kind of guy you love to hate. 到底是你爱还是你恨呢?
Yeah, like hate, of course, because like a lot of people probably are very jealous of Jerry because he doesn't seem to have any problems. So, but still, like they don't have a really specific reason to hate him because he's just a nice person. So they love him as well.
其实翻译成中文的意思呢就是又爱又恨 love to hate.
Yeah.
所以我们也知道一个有趣的英文表达叫做 love to hate.
Yeah,
又爱又恨啊。
A love-hate relationship.
哎，对对对，有一种关系叫做
love-hate relationship，
就是又爱又恨的这种关系哈。
Exactly.
当然，他是一个让人又爱又恨的家伙。
He was always in a good mood and always had something positive to say.
哎，这个人的性格特质呢，非常的强烈。他总是呢 in a good mood， in a 什么样的 mood， 就是在一种什么样的心情啊和情绪里面。
Yeah, imagine if you are in a good mood.You are just happy, just doing your things, like being, you're relaxed, and like you just have fun in the things you do, then you're in a good mood.
Mm.
But if you're in a bad mood, then nothing seems to go well. Like you get up too late, it rains, you're like arrive too late everywhere, your food doesn't taste good, etc.
这词儿其实简单，它就是说一个人的心情好，心情不错。好心情 in a good mood 有时候早上起来哇你觉得这一天呢都是在发光的哈、
yeah.
有时候早上起来就觉得有点蔫蔫的哎，这就是在什么样的状态下在什么样的心情里 in a good mood or in a bad mood 在好情绪里在坏情绪里
and always had something positive to say
同时呢总是说一些呀非常积极的事情 have something positive to say
Yeah, that can be, for example, like, oh, the weather is so great today. It's sunny and like, there's a blue sky and the birds are chirping. Or like, oh, this cake is really great. Or I'm wearing a really great t-shirt today.
哎，对，那看什么事情呢都挺好的。你比如说今儿个天气不错哈。
Yeah.
哎呀，哎，朱莉老师今天发型也不错。
哎、Thank you.
穿的 t-shirt 呢很好看。同时呢哇塞这块蛋糕真的太好吃了。
Yeah, just pointing out the positive things that are there and like not take them for granted.
哎说什么话呢都是让别人觉得开开心心的。
When someone would ask him how he was doing, he would reply, If I were any better, I would be twins.
哎这里有一个他自己个人化非常个性化的口头禅。当别人总是问他说 how you doing? 对不对、
yeah.
大家见面的时候。
Hey, how are you?
见面的时候互相问候嘛 What's up? What、
yeah.
have you been doing?
How's life?
How's life? How's life treating you? 他的口头禅呢总是这么样一句话他说 If I were any better 注意这是一个虚拟语气如果我可以更好的话 I would be twins 那我就成双胞胎了
Yeah, so that actually means that there is no better way of being for him Like, imagine he would be twins That person would be like equally happy and equally satisfied.
对呀、啊、如果我要再开心一些的话那我就是 double happiness 了。 Yeah, 我就是双重的是吧，开心了。所以他这句话的意思啊，平时咱们生活中啊也能用上哈。如果能更好就变双胞胎，其实意思就是再好不过了。别人问他说，哎，最近怎么样啊，好极了。
Yeah, it cannot go any better than this.
哎，一个积极的口头禅啊，我觉得大家可以记一下哈。
He was a unique manager because he had several waiters who had followed him around from restaurant to restaurant.
好，我们来看 Jerry 做什么工作。他是一个 manager, 一个经理。但是他是一个独一无二的经理。他是一个很独特的 unique, 啊，世界上没有第二个的这么样一个经理。
Yeah, he's very unique. He's very special or unusual. Like, he's a manager of a restaurant, apparently. Like, he owns a restaurant, so he, like, controls all the staff of the restaurant, the food, the menu, etc. And he had several waiters who had followed him around from restaurant to restaurant. Well, that means that he probably, like, had, like, a lot of restaurants in the past and right now. And every time he changedin his restaurant, then the waiters would just stay with him. They would just be happy to work for him again.
这一点是很厉害的。作为一个餐厅的经理，他有好几位啊，他的这个随从或者是服务员吧。Several waiters who had followed him around from restaurant to restaurant. 好几个服务员是追随他左右。看来他们是换过不少的餐厅工作了。
Yeah, they didn't want to work for somebody else than Jerry.
啊哈啊哈，他的这些随从们，他到哪个地儿工作，人家就跟着他去哪儿。
The reason the waiters followed Jerry was because of his attitude.
你看，如果一个人啊，别人都跟着你，你去哪儿，别人就去哪儿，就说明你肯定是有人格魅力的。
Yeah,
是不是？
That means that you have a certain, like, appeal, a sort of charisma, that people just like you in general, and they are happy to follow you wherever you're going.
刚才朱迪老师说了一个单词叫做 charisma。
Charisma.
这就是魅力。
Yeah, for people who are like a manager or like a person really in charge, charisma is a very important thing to have because you want your employees to be happy, right?
对呀，你看你跳槽去哪儿，你的下属也跟着你跳槽，这就真是不得了了哈。
He was a natural motivator.
嗯，这句话形容词也非常的好。A natural, 一个天生的，一个与生俱来的 motivator. Motivate, 激励 ,motivation, 激励的名词形式。那么 motivator 呢？
Someone who is a motivator is able to make someone feel very enthusiastic about doing something. Like someone who always encourages someone to do something and make someone happy to...do something.
Motivate, 激励。激励者不仅仅的是激励自己，还激励别人。
Yeah, it's like, come on, you can do it. Someone who says that every time you feel like you can't.
哦，因为他是一个与生俱来的，天生的激励者。那这样的话，跟他共事的人肯定就很喜欢跟他待在一起。
I mean, I would too.
然后呢？
If an employee was having a bad day, Jerry was there.Telling the employee how to look on the positive side of the situation.
哎，如果某一天有一个 employee, 一个员工呢，可能不太顺啊， having a bad day. 哎，注意听啊， having a bad day 这个词就是说生活中啊有什么不顺的事情。
Yeah, like if you as a waitress, for example, I was one and I remember having a lot of bad days sometimes, especially in the beginning. Like you drop some drinks or you serve the wrong dishes to the wrong person or you have suddenly so many orders that you mix them all up. That can really ruin your day as a waitress.
餐饮这个行业还是挺不容易的。啊，因为它是属于一个服务行业。
Yeah.
啊，经常呢会莫名其妙的遭到一些不公正的对待。
Yeah, it's very hardworking.
冷眼啊，恶言恶语啊之类的。啊，
yeah.
这种行业里工作起来确实不怎么太顺心啊。
Exactly.
不怎么太顺心。所以呢当他的这个员工如果说某一天不太顺啊，英文中说这天不好叫 have a bad day。那这个时候 Jerry 呢就出来开导他，就说呢 Jerry was there、telling the employee how to look on the positive side of the situation. 这里的短语 look on the positive side of a situation.
Yeah, that means that like, for example, the waitress had spilled a lot of drinks on a customer. Then Jerry would say, Oh, don't worry. The customer comes here every week 4 times and like he knows you and it's no problem. It was only water and tea. So like, doesn't matter. I mean, I wish I had someone like that managing me when I was a waitress because that happened quite a lot.
对了啊 ,Jerry 呢不仅是自己要处理这个餐厅的事情哈和这个员工啊和顾客之间的事情同时还要去安慰这个员工啊这个没什么大不了的。你可以看一下这个事情的积极的方面嘛。Look on the positive side of the situation. 这真是个能力。
Yeah, it's really a talent to do that because, I mean, having a restaurant can also be pretty stressful, right? You have to make an income and you have to like make sure that everyone is happy and like all the customers are happy and stuff. So yeah, like it's very easy to kind of vent your frustration and stress to your staff, what many employers do too.
So you look on the positive side, look on the negative side,不管你是看事物的积极方面还是看事物的消极方面都要用这个搭配 Look on the 什么什么 side of the situation、
yeah.
是吧所以哎，真的这要说是天赋也是天赋要说是能力也是能力挺不容易的是吧
no,
大多数我们遇到事情的时候都觉得、啊、This is so bad This is awful
Yeah, we tend to look at the glass half empty side, right? Like, is the glass If you have a glass and it's half full of waterWe tend to say, oh, the glass is half empty, and we never realize that the glass is actually also half full, right?
这就是那个经典的故事嘛，这个半瓶水。
Yeah.
啊，你是看到只剩半瓶水了呢，还是庆幸，哇，幸好还有半瓶水。啊，这能区分人，这都能区分人。
Seeing this style really made me curious.
好，看见他这种风格，style, 啊，这种风格。你有风格吗？你是什么风格？ Really made me curious. 真的是让我很好奇的。
So one day, I went up to Jerry and asked him, I don't get it. You can't be a positive person all of the time. How do you do it?
疑问来了，所以有一天呢，我就径直的走上前去，叫 went up to someone 注意这些小词的搭配走上前 went up to 不是上去吗
Yeah, he went to Jerry He just went over to Jerry Like in English we have a lot of words with went So went over, went to, went up It's all the same He just walked to Jerry Or he just like drove his car to Jerry Whatever
一个非常非常常用的日常口语到这里出现了叫 I don't get it这个 get it 意思就是明白
yeah,
懂
I don't understand it
我不懂我不明白 I don't get it 所以大家以后啊说我不明白我不懂的时候用 I don't get it 就别再用 I don't understand it
Yeah, exactly Because I don't get it is more like that you are just confused about something but not that you're stupid
你被什么事情所觉得很疑惑搞不懂不明白那叫、
yeah.
I don't get it就是你做这个事情你为什么会这么做 I don't get it 啊，我 get 不到我 get 不到
Yeah Because he couldn't understand Like he said You can't be a positive person All of the time How do you do it?
咱们网民很聪明啊，都把这个 get 已经吸收过来了所以 get 到什么事情就是你明白了什么事情、啊 I don't get it You can't be 你不可能是一个 positive person All of the time 你不可能随时随地吧始终地保持着积极的心态吧这点我特别不明白 How did you do it? 你是怎么做到的呢
Jerry replied Each morning I wake up and say to myself Jerry, you have two choices today You can choose to be in a good mood Or you can choose to be in a bad moodI choose to be in a good mood. Each time something bad happens, I can choose to be a victim, or I can choose to learn from it.
这一段话，我们先来看看他说什么，我们再看看这个后面的意思是什么。Jerry 是这么回答的：每一天早上我醒来的时候 ，Each morning I wake up， 睁眼了，醒来了，马上第一件事情就是对自己说话。Say to myself, 我对自己说 Jerry,
you have two choices today.
你今天有两种选择 two choices today.
You can choose to be in a good mood, or you can choose to be in a bad mood.
第一，你可以选择 to be in a good mood.刚才前面学过了。
Yeah, we just discussed that. Like, to be in a good mood, that means that everything is going your way, you're happy, and everyone else is happy.
In a good mood, 你在好情绪里，就是说你心情愉快。Or, 或者你可以选择
to be in a bad mood.
反义词组出现了。In a bad mood, 在坏情绪里，你选择心情不好。
I choose to be in a good mood.
我呢，一定会选择 in a good mood. 我一定会选择保持心情愉快。
Each time something bad happens, I can choose to be a victim, or I can choose to learn from it.
好，这是每天早上起来的时候啊。
Yeah.
我们都说你早上起来的时候，你得为这一天啊，做好你的准备，对不对？
Yeah.
你不能什么都没准备，开始就这一天了，那你各种境遇来的时候，你怎么应对啊？所以首先你这心情你得准备好。那么，当坏事情发生的时候呢，不好的事情发生的时候呢， each time something bad happens,
I can choose to be a victim.
我也有两种选择。第一，我可以选择去成为一个受害者。
Yeah, a victim is someone who has been negatively affected by like a situation, like an accident or an illness. You feel like, why did it happen to me? Like, why, what did I do to deserve this? Like, I didn't do anything wrong.Then you can feel like you're a victim of a bad situation.
这个单词 victim, 受害者。选择成为受害者，这个可能不用详细解释了吧啊。
Yeah.
就是说，怎么说呢？就是说，哎，为什么这事发生在我身上呢？
I mean, a lot of times people think like that when something bad happens to them, they feel a victim of something bad. Like they feel like they didn't do anything to deserve that. Like they seek answers. They want a concrete reason why things happen.
对，我做错了什么？在这个时候呢，自己就会想我做错了什么？为什么这个事情会发生在我的身上？ Choose to be a victim. 那么选择成为一个受害者呢？这是选择被什么呀？
Yeah,
被
he can choose to learn from it.
另外呢，就是说你可以选择 learn from it, 从中的吸取经验和教训。这就是当你面对不顺的时候，你也可以同时面临两种选择。那 Jerry 怎么选择呢？
I choose to learn from it.
I choose to learn from it. 我选择后者，我选择要从中啊吸取经验。
Every time someone comes to me complaining,I can choose to accept their complaining, or I can point out the positive side of life.
哎，你看这 Jerry 随时随地面临两种选择哈。第一种选择，你看，如果有人来向我抱怨了 ，Every time someone comes to me complaining, 啊，我的员工啊跑到我这里来抱怨的时候 ，complain， 我也有两种选择，我选择 accept their complaining， 接受他们的抱怨，或者是。
I can point out the positive side of life.
我为他们指出 point out, 指出、哎、跟中文一模一样 point out the positive side of life, 指出生活中的积极方面，就是让他们啊如何从这个事情当中看到积极的一面。
I choose the positive side of life.
当然我还是会选择后者了，总是选择 positive 的那一种解决问题的办法。
Yeah.Wow, it's quite the pep talk, huh?
所以说你看这个 Jerry 吧，他这个就体现出什么？体现出这个人对自己的情绪有很强的控制能力。
Yeah, he can really control his emotions very well, and he can, yeah, just really control his attitude, like, towards things. He doesn't let external things really determine how he feels. He really, like,predecides his attitude towards everything. I mean, if you wake up every morning and tell to yourself, you choose to be in a good mood, you choose to look at the positive things of life, I mean, then you become quite a positive person, I think.
这人能控制自己的情绪是非常强大的。
Yeah.
就是人因为控制不了自己，所以他才去控制别人。
Yeah,
是不是这样的？
Exactly.
因为控制不了自己，所以控制别人。人生有很多未完成的事情，大家想一想，是不是都崩塌于自控力太差身上？
Exactly.
但是还意识不到这样的问题，自己还意识不到这一点。
Yeah.
所以还要去控制外境，还要去控制别人。Jerry 就不是这样的人。Jerry 对自己了解得很清楚。
Yeah, he knows himself very well. He knows very well how to like steer his emotions, how to like really control like what he feels and what he thinks. And he always keeps a certain basic happiness feeling.
他的人生呢是选择主动的。
Yeah.
主动去决定自己的人生，而不是说被动的接受什么样的情况加注在我身上。
Exactly.
好，我们来看看，听一听第二段。
Yeah, right, it's not that easy, I protested. Yes, it is, Jerry said. Life is all about choices. When you cut away all the junk, every situation is a choice. You choose how you react to situations. You choose how people will affect your mood. You choose to be in a good mood or a bad mood.The bottom line is, it's your choice how you live life. I reflected on what Jerry said. Soon thereafter, I left the restaurant industry to start my own business. We lost touch, but I often thought about him when I made a choice about life instead of reacting to it. Several years later, I heard that Jerry did something you are never supposed to do.In a restaurant business. He left the back door open one morning and was held up at gunpoint by 3 armed robbers. While trying to open the safe, his hand, shaking from nervousness, slipped off the combination. The robbers panicked and shot him. Luckily, Jerry was found relatively quickly and rushed to the local trauma center. After 18 hours of surgery and weeks of intensive care, Jerry was released from the hospital with fragments of bullet still in his body.
Yeah, right. It's not that easy.
I protested.
Protest, 就是我抗议。
Yeah, it's like...Ah, no, that's not right. You cannot mean that. It's like, really like to disagree, to protest.
道理好像挺简单的，不就是两种选择吗？但是真的不容易诶。这事情如果发生在你身上，你怎有那么容易去选择吗？想积极就积极啊。
Yeah, it sounds like, it's all nice and cool that you are doing this, but it's not that easy. Not everyone can do this.
但是 Jerry 非常认真地说道，说 Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, Jerry said.Life is all about choices.
All about something. 就是关于什么。生活就是关于做选择。
Yeah, it's like the core of life, like the thing life revolves around is choices, he says.
你说，哎，我的人生是被动的，啊，命运把我放在了这里。哎，命运把你放在哪儿没关系。接下来，你要掌握主动权。主动权在你手里，要么When you cut away all the junk.
Yeah, when you cut away all the junk, every situation is a choice.
当你 cut away, 就是丢掉了摒弃掉了或者是终止了 all the junk, 那些负面的垃圾的东西。
Every situation is a choice.
每种情况都是一种选择。
You choose how you react to situations.
而且你会选择你怎么样来 react to situations, 啊，怎么样对各种情况呢做出反应。
You choose how people will affect your mood.
你可以选择 how people will affect your mood, 别人如何影响你的心情。
You choose to be in a good mood or bad mood.
你也可以选择 in a good mood or bad mood, 心情好或者心情不好。
The bottom line,It's your choice how you live life.
归根结底 the bottom line, 就是那个底线。
Yeah, that's like the main rule, like the number one principle you have to remember.
It's your choice how you live life. 是你怎样去生活呢？是你自己的选择。这段话是什么意思呢？就是说，当坏事发生的时候，你 in a bad mood, 这是一个自然反应。
Yeah.
这是一个正常的自然反应。这是你的 生理反应。
Yeah, it's like your natural reaction that you are like, if something bad happens, you're in a bad mood. That's like a natural instinct thing that humans have.
本能反应就是俗话所说的你的感性的一面，这是你的本能反应。
Yeah. But luckily, we are able to like be rational and like really like think about the situation and control our reactions.
但是人不仅是个感性的动物，它还是个理性的动物。
Exactly.
所以当你做选择的时候，你就已经开始动用你的理性了，在影响自己的人生了。
Yeah, how to use your rational thinking to control your attitude.
如果你控制不了你的感性，那你就被感性控制。
Yeah.
如果理性得以取胜，那么理性就会控制感性。
I reflected on what Jerry said. Soon thereafter, I left the restaurant industry to start my own business.
Reflect on something 啊，就是反思啊。
Yeah, you take time to think about something like very carefully, and you just like try to formulate an opinion about that.
反思啊，回味啊，啊，不停地去想啊，哎呀，给了我很深的触动。I reflected on what Jerry said.后来不久以后 soon thereafter.
Yeah, soon afterwards, after this thing happened, after Jerry said that, I left the restaurant industry to start my own business.
我也离开了餐饮业了哈 the restaurant industry, and start my own business, 开启了自己的事业。
We lost touch.
我们就失去联系了 lost touch.
But I often thought about him when I made a choice about life instead of reacting to it.
但你别看啊，跟他共事的这段时间呢，对我的生活也有很大的帮助，因为我经常想起啊，想起他来。Often thought about him, 尤其是当我遇到 made a choice about life.
Yeah, when I mean everyone is like facing a lot of choices in life, right? So every time he had to make an important decision.He was thinking about what Jerry said to him that day.
Made a choice about life instead of reacting to it. 又是一个选择了。React to something 就是直接对生活做出反应。还有就是 made a choice about life, 而是你去选择或者是你只是本能的反应。
Yeah. Several years later, I heard that Jerry did something you are never supposed to do in a restaurant business.
好,有一天大事儿来了。许多年以后的一天呢，我听说呀 ，Jerry did something you're never supposed to do in a restaurant business. 你绝不会啊，在餐厅生意当中啊，绝对不应该做的 ，supposed to do 应该做的事情。
Yeah, this is like number one rule. He left the back door open one morning and was held up at gunpoint.By three armed robbers.
千不该万不该，绝对不应该把这个餐厅的后门开着。He left the back door open. 他让这个后门开着了。Left something open, 把某事呢处于一个什么样的状态下。
Yeah, he did not close the back door. He left it open.
One morning, 结果这下坏事来了。He was held up. Held up 就是
Like stopped in his actions, like he was, like interrupted in what he was doing, to be held up.
Held up, 被劫持起来了。At gunpoint 是一个短语。
Yeah, if you are held up at gunpoint, you are stopped in doing what you are doing, you're held up. But why? Because a gun is pointed at you.
At gunpoint 的意思在枪口的威胁下、
yeah.
被挟持起来了。
So he was threatened by a gun.
By three armed robbers. Armed 就是带着武装的。
Yeah,
带着武装的。
Someone who is carrying a weapon.
对吧，抢劫吧，也得带着枪去抢，是吧？这个肯定嘛，这抢钱。Armed robbers. 好，被劫持了。
While trying to open the safe,
The safe 在这里指的是什么呢？保险柜。
Yeah, a safe is like that strong metal box with a special lock where you can keep everything valuable to you, like in it.
劫匪的目的就是拿钱，开保险柜。
Yeah, his hand shaking from nervousness.
就在要试图打开保险柜的时候，是吧？人家拿枪对着他，
yeah.
你也把那保险柜给我打开。
Yeah, it was super nervous, of course. I mean, imagine how you would feel if a gun was pointed at you. You would also be shaking. And do you still have, like, the strength of your arm then to really open a safe and like do the exact right combination.
对，在那么紧张的情况下，一把枪指着你的头，让你开保险柜。这个时候他特别害怕，很紧张 ，shaking from nervousness， 因为他的手呢 ，his hand， 因为紧张而不停的颤抖 ，shaking from nervousness， 这个。这真实的情况估计电视里都演不出来。
Yeah, like his hand slipped off the combination. That means like a lot of safes, they have like a sort of turn knob that you have to turn first 5 times to the right, then 6 times to the left, and then 4 times to the right again. Like that is a combination, like the amount of times you have to turn the knob. But like his hand was shaking so much, he made a mistake in the combination.Again, like the safe obviously wouldn't open. So,
这个 slip off 啊，就是滑过了，滑错了。
Yeah,
slip, 我们想想，那个保险柜是不是拧那个钮啊？啊，拧开那个密码，对不对？ The combination 呢，就是那个密码的组合，叫做 the combination。所以你在拧那个钮的时候啊，一不小心，因为手抖嘛。
Yeah,
就拧掉了，或者是拧错了，错过了，叫 slip off the combination。啊，就这么生动形象的词组来表达的，结果这一不小心呢，让这个劫匪也很慌张，也很愤怒。
The robbers panicked and shot him.
Panicked 就是一片慌乱当中呢，完了这劫匪就开了一枪，啊，就向他开了一枪。
Luckily, Jerry was found relatively quickly and rushed to the local trauma center.
所以说被劫持这种事情是非常危险的。
Yeah.
什么脱险啊，偶然呢，那都是编故事。其实生活中很危险。
Yeah, this is very, very dangerous.
幸运的是 ,Jerry was found, 被发现了。Relatively quickly, 啊，相对来说呢还比较快的被发现了。
Yeah, in comparison with like how it usually goes, like he was just found pretty quickly, because usually like maybe the ambulance takes a lot more time. But now, in comparison,Relatively, he got found quickly.
这就是俗话所说的命大。然后呢 ,rush to the local
trauma center.
赶紧就被送往了当地的一个创伤中心。
Yeah, sort of emergency care, room, is it?
哎，这个是 trauma, 创伤。
Yeah.
中心。因为他是受的外伤啊 ,trauma center.
Yeah, a trauma that is like a very severe shock and severe pain caused by a very upsetting and damaging experience. So a trauma center is a place in a hospital where people with a trauma get treated.
战争的时候呢，有那个创伤医院。
Yeah.
都这个什么。你看，创伤就是那个身体啊，身体受到了外创。
Yeah.
就是 trauma center.
After 18 hours of surgery and weeks of intensive care.
看光是做这个手术就做了18个小时。Wow. Surgery 是外伤 ,18 个小时的手术。
Then it is probably very, very severe what he had.
数周的重症监护叫做 intensive care. Intensive, 意思就是那种非常密集的哈。
Yeah, that they really like monitor him closely. They watch him like they take care of him very carefully because he's in a critical situation.、
Jerry 呢还是出院了。Jerry was released from hospital. Release 是放出释放嘛。
Yeah, if you are released from the hospital, your treatment at the hospital is finished. So you're better.
Released from the hospital with fragments.Fragments, 碎片 of
yeah,
bullets.
Little pieces. Fragments are little pieces of something. So, like, that's usually the case when someone gets shot, then the bullet kind of dissolves in the body. So, like, little pieces of the bullet stick in the body.
我们知道子弹呢，穿过人体的时候，包括血，任何的血肉肌肤的时候，它是会散射开的。
Yeah.
所以它很多弹片呢，可能会弥散在你身体的各个部位里。所以不像我们想的，一个子弹打过去就是一个洞而已。不是这样的
no,
它会对你的内脏呢造成一些终身的损伤、
yeah.
所以命是救回来了但是体内呢还是残留了一些弹片
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know about you guys, but this would put me in a bad mood
那是啊
Definitely
一个人经历这种事情以后他还能啊认真积极地看待生命吗为什么这事会发生在我身上第三段
I saw Jerry about 6 months after the accident. When I asked him how he was, he replied, "If I were any better, I'd be twins. Want to see my scars?" I declined to see his wounds, but did ask him what had gone through his mind as the robbery took place. The first thing that went through my mind was that I should have locked the back door, Jerry replied. Then, as I lay on the floor, I remembered that I had two choices. I could choose to live, or I could choose to die. I chose to live. Well, weren't you scared? Did you lose consciousness? I asked him. Jerry continued, "The paramedics were great. They kept telling me I was going to be fine, but when they wheeled me into the emergency room, and I saw the expression on the faces of the doctors and nurses, I got really scared. In their eyes, I read, 'He's a dead man.' I knew I needed to take action." "So what did you do?" I asked him. "Well, there was a big, burly nurse shouting questions at me," said Jerry. "She asked if I was allergic to anything." "Yes," I replied. The doctors and nurses stopped working as they waited for my reply. I took a deep breath and yelled, "Bullets!" Over their laughter, I told them, "I am choosing to live. Operate on me as if I am alive, not dead." Jerry lived thanks to the skill of his doctors, but also because of his amazing attitude. I learned from him that every day we have the choice to live fully. Attitude, after all, is everything.
他是怎么被救回来的呢?
I saw Jerry about 6 months after the accident.
事情发生6个月以后呢, 我见到了他。
When I asked him how he was,
当然我再次询问他的情况哈, ask him how he was,
he replied, "If I were any better, I'd be twins."
还是那句口头禅哈, 太好不过了,都这时候了, 还说这种话。
Yeah, he still says that. "Want to see my scars?"
还跟对方开玩笑说, 要不要看一下我伤疤呀? "Want to see my scars?"
Yeah, the scars are like those spots you have, like after you had a wound, like this place where your skin healed, but you can still see that you had a wound over there.
一般人谁给别人看伤疤呀? 是不是? 开玩笑。
I declined to see his wounds.
拒绝, decline to do something. 拒绝, 我不想看他的伤口。
Yeah, like an ass, "Sorry, I don't want to see your scars." But did ask him what had gone through his mind as the robbery took place.
但是我非常关切地问了他, 就是说, what had gone through his mind? Gone through, go through. 你想到了什么? As the robbery took place.
Yeah, what were you thinking of when the robbery took place?
哎,你当时遭遇抢劫的时候想的是什么呢?
The first thing that went through my mind was that I should have locked the back door.
第一件事情是恍然大悟觉得, 哎呀,我就应该把那后门给锁上。
Yeah.
出错了。
So he's like already like seeing, okay, what could I have done better? What should I learn from this situation? Well, he's already like thinking like that, Jerry replied.
接下来, as I lay on the floor, 当我躺在地板上受伤以后呢,
I remembered that I had two choices.
我这个时候还是在昏迷当中吧, 提醒自己说, 我有两种选择, 我有两种选择。
I could choose to live.
可以选择活下去。
Or I could choose to die.
也可以选择就这么死了。
I chose to live.
我这个时候还是选择要活下去。
Weren't you scared? Did you lose consciousness? I asked.
可是那个时候你不害怕吗? Scared. 你也没有失去知觉和意识吗? Did you lose consciousness? 你没有失去知觉吗? 你还能保持清醒吗?
Jerry continued. The paramedics were great.
Paramedics.
Well, paramedics that are people who are trained to give medical treatment to someone who just had an accident. They go to the place where the accident happens and they just help the person who had the accident.
急救人员。 这急救人员啊,他们太棒了。他们一直在告诉我说,
They kept telling me I was going to be fine.
可能都在昏迷中了，但是这些急救人员就说会好的，没问题的。I was going to be fine.
Yeah, that's what they always do, right? If you had an accident, like, then they always like try to reassure you, trying to calm you down.
对呀、啊，没有一个急救人员上前去就对一个人说，哦，不行了，这人快不行了，就这么着吧。
Yeah, then you get like more and more nervous.
都会说别担心，别紧张，深呼吸会好的。
Yeah.
我们在很多美国大片里面都看见过。
But when they wheeled me into the emergency room,And I saw the expressions on the faces of the doctors and nurses. I got really scared.
但是当他们把我推进去，推用了一个 wheel 的轮椅的那个轮儿。
Yeah.
Wheel somebody into some place, 就是把某人啊推进去，推在轮椅上，推进这个急诊室。
Yeah, you move someone on something that has wheels. So you wheel someone.
然后我就看见了，哎呀，这表情啊，医生和护士脸上的表情，我当时看得清清楚楚。看到这样的时候，我才开始害怕了。I got really scared.
In their eyes, I read, he's a dead man. I knew I needed to take action.
看见他们的脸色不好，这个时候我就知道了，他们肯定在说，这人啊，死定了，这人没救了。
Yeah, like there's no hope. That's what they thought.
直到这个时候，你看这个人啊，到了这种境况下，他还在想，我要去把握我自己的人生。I know I need to take action. 我要做点什么了。
What did you do? I asked.
那你当时做了什么呢？我就问到说。
Well, there was a big, burly nurse shouting questions at me, said Jerry.
有一个身材很高大的 ,big.、
Yeah.And burly, that means like very fat and very strong.
魁梧。
Yeah.
非常高大魁梧，身材魁梧的一个护士啊，就大喊地问我问题，因为怕我已经听不见了啊，或者是丧失意识，就大声地叫道说。
She asked if I was allergic to anything.
对，做手术之前，用药之前，都得问问病人有没有对什么东西过敏。所以又来了 ,be allergic to something. 啊，有吗？
Yes, I replied.
啊，我回答到说，有。
The doctors and nurses stopped working as they waited for my reply.
哎呦，一听说有，这医生护士啊，都 stopped working. 哎，停下手里的工作，来等待我的回答了。
I took a deep breath and yelled, Bullets!
深深地吸了一口气，此时此刻 ,took a deep breath.Breath.
Yeah, so, like that.
对，因为你知道受伤的人是很疼的，是吧？
Yeah.
能够深呼吸一口，然后用最大声的力气叫喊了出来说，子弹。
And yeah, you can imagine those nurses and doctors, they were like, what? Like, that's really,
really funny. 一下这屋子里就哄堂大笑啊。
Yeah. Over their laughter, I told them, I am choosing to live.
等他们笑完了，或者是在他们笑的这个过程当中呢，实际上我就是在用这种幽默的方式告诉医生和护士们我的态度啊，我的态度就是我想要活下来。I am choosing to live.
Operate on me as if I am alive, not dead.
Operate 是做手术。Operate on someone, 给某人做手术。你们啊，就给我做手术吧。As if I'm alive.就把我当成一活人一样给我做手术吧。
Not dead.
对，不要当成一个死人来治疗我，好不好？把我当成一个活人。他在求这些医生护士们把他当活人来治疗。
Yeah, so he wants them to get hope again, to really like treat him not as a, yeah, dead man, basically.
汉语中不也有一句这样的话吗？叫做把死马当活马医呀、啊。
嗯，
是不是就一样嘛 ？Treat me as if I'm alive, not dead. 你看他自己是不是自己把自己的命给救回来了？
Yeah.
他如果不说这句话的话，可能大家就觉得说，哎呀，
yeah,
差不多了。
No hope, so never mind.
对，差不多了。对。
Jerry lived thanks to the skill of his doctors.
当然了 ，Jerry 能够最后幸存下来，存活下来 ，thanks to 是因为呢。The skills of his doctors. 医生们确实是啊，医术精湛啊。
But also because of his amazing attitude.
但同时还有一个原因，就是他的那种 amazing attitude. 哎呀，令人赞叹的，非常了不起的生活的态度。
I learned from him that every day we have the choice to live fully.
在这件事情上，我们也都向 Jerry 学习到了。 很多。那就是 every day we have the choice to live fully. 每一天呢我们都有选择来活得充实。
Yeah.
Live fully.
To get the max out of your day, to really like have a fulfilling life, you have the choice.
对。你看他就是用他自己的这个经历吧啊，就告诉你他在哪一个关头他在做选择，在哪一个关头他在做选择，并且他很会在最关键的时候做选择。
Yeah, in every situation he has a choice, and in every situation he realizes that he has a choice.
所以这个人是怎么救了自己的命的呢？
Attitude, after all, is everything.
最后这句话总结得相当精辟，就是说态度决定一切。 Attitude, after all, 是毕竟终归、
mm-hmm.
is everything, 才是最重要的东西。平时光这么说有点空，根据这个人的亲身经历，你再听这句话竖起大拇指，可不就是这样吗、
Yeah, this guy, Jerry, he is in control of his attitude. You can be too.
大家想象一下，你中枪了，躺在这个血泊当中啊，看到医生护士的脸都对你都放弃了，这个时候你肯定想的是什么？你觉得你会想的是什么？
I mean, of course it's not easy to really like adjust your attitude like snap, like in one go, right? The first step is just to realize that every situation has a positive and a negative side, and that you also try to realize, okay, what choice do I have in this situation in relation to my attitude? Because then you can kind of work on changing your attitude if you must.
所以啊，什么是真正的 positive person?
Yeah.
Positive person 是 you choose to be positive. You choose to be positive. 这个选择权依然是在你自己的手上。
Yeah, and no one can make that choice for you. No one like forces you to choose one side too. So you are in control of your attitude.
这生活中呢确实有很多不如意的事情啊，这个很多就是说每个人的遭遇是不一样的。
Yeah.
但是在任何情况下呀，我们就要用这样的文章来鼓励我们每一个人，然后每一个人就是说不要把这个主动权都交给别人，不要认为你是被这个境遇所欺骗的，所残害的。
Yeah, it's very reassuring and very like relaxing in a way to have the feeling that you are in control of your own like attitude and your own how things affect you, that you don't feel like you are being lived or you are being controlled by something else. No, like it's totally up to you that you decide if you're happy or not.
对呀，所以他有秘密吗？ What is his secret? His secret. He and nothing, nobody else is in control of his attitude. It is him that is in control of his attitude.
Yeah, and that is actually like, you know, doable. You can actually achieve that. It's realistic to become. You know, like, I mean, those people around us who are always happy and positive, they just, yeah, realized earlier maybe than someone else who is always like looking on the negative side that they have a choice. But everyone can get there. Everyone can achieve this kind of control.
这个故事也说明啊，就说一个人呢，如果连自己的情绪都控制不好的话，这生活呀就没有什么太大的质量了。
Yeah, that is true. It can really decrease like the quality of your life if you keep on focusing on the negative side of life and if you don't even realize you have the choice. Some people, they are like that, unfortunately. Maybe they just need some stories like this.
所以啊，我们可以学会这样一句话， If I were any better, I would be twins.
Yeah, that's a good motto to have.
可以先尝试着哈，把生活成为一种选择，我选择理性的那一面，对不对？
Yeah.
我选择让我自己过得好那一面。你练习练习以后，你可能会发现，哎，过一段时间以后，哎，生活真的变得成为一个 positive side.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
好了，今天的故事就到这里哈，其实也很简单，道理很简单呢。好，从这个故事当中呢，我们也是领悟了许多的。好，感谢 Judy 老师的精彩讲解，谢谢大家。
Thank you all for listening.
下次见。
See you.